Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes, indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
On today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we sit down with Greg Tavine with 1 Million Cups, where he talks about the history and the mission of this entrepreneurial movement. Tavine also previews an upcoming Q&A session with North Dakota business legends Ron Offit with RDO and William Marcial Sr. with Forum Communications. And then we talk with Nick Horub, founder of Harvest Profit. He describes how his part-time hobby business turned into a full-time bootstrapping startup company pretty quickly. And then Jay Schuler, director for the North Dakota Commerce Department and owner of Giant Sunflower Seeds, talks about how agriculture and the UAS industry, the drones and all those things, are intersecting faster than you would think. And this week in our energy economy segment, we talk with Anthony McDaniel from Heal Systems. McDaniel describes how life after the oil boom forced him to reinvent himself several times before righting his ship. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Greg Tavine with 1 Million Cups.
Million Cups was created by the Kauffman Foundation several years ago, where they said, hey, the community of Kansas City needs to come together. We need our entrepreneurs to know the service providers, the partners, the talent. They said, what would it look like if a community had a 1 million cups of coffee together? It worked in Kansas City, and it spread. It started here in North Dakota in 2014. Mandan had the first 1 million cups in the great state. And we're here in Fargo, where we actually have the largest 1 million cups in the United States of America.
Fargo, North Dakota has the largest?
Yeah, right now we're in a huge competition with Kansas City for the month of September. Who can get more folks? We average between 150, 160 people here at 1 Million Cups. I think 50 or 60 folks go to Grand Forks every Wednesday, about the same in Bismarck. There's a lot of energy in the state of North Dakota.
Hey, what have you heard from Williston? We've got affiliates out in Williston. I know that they just started one recently. Do you know anything about it? You're not an ambassador, or are you?
No, I just know what I've seen on Twitter. I know that Williston is skidding it off the ground. They're coming once. They're doing their events once a month. I think it's important to think about how the folks out west can show up and support these entrepreneurs in the community. I'd love to see it happen every week. It's made a big impact in Fargo.
The thing that I noticed about this, which I really loved, and in fact, this is something I preach out in western North Dakota with, you know, the east-west, all that stuff, is creating a bridge, you know, especially with the east-west, whether it be the cowboys and sodbusters or oil and ag. But what I'm seeing here is bridges to different industries, much like how that East-West bridge is. Talk to me about how people are able to network and bridge information.
Well, one of the things that we do as 1 Million Cups organizers, and I know the folks in Grand Forks and Bismarck, Mandan better than the others, is that we share speakers. So if we have a great speaker that speaks in Fargo, we might have them go out to Bismarck. Or Bismarck has sent us Marlo from the Autonomous Vehicle Corridor. He's come and spoke at Fargo, and people loved it. So we definitely welcome folks. We try to give announcements of what's happening in the other communities. And actually, next Wednesday, September 20th, we're going to have a statewide 1 Million Cups where living legends Ron Offit, founder of RDO, and Bill Marcille Sr. of Form Communications. Those two guys are going to be sharing, and it's going to be live streamed in the 1 Million Cups Grand Forks, 1 Million Cups Bismarck, and on the Form's website, so folks all across the country can hear these tremendous innovators share their stories.
And that's Ron Offit and then Bill Marcille Sr. Now, Ron Offit's with RDO, as well as Vermeer and many other things as well, and then potato farming. And Marcille is more Form Communications, right? So what's going to be, is it entrepreneurship? Is it their industry specific? Is it changing? Do you have any idea what they're going to talk about?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where it's going to be a special opportunity to hear from two people that have made a big impact. They're generous. They're aggressive. They've really gone after big ideas. We're going to have Bill Marcille Jr., publisher of the Form Communications, interview them. So I'm kind of hoping Billy asks them some questions. These two guys are buddies. They each said they would only do it if the other one would do it. And so I look forward to kind of a fireside chat environment where Billy and Christy Offit is planning to come, where they ask their dad some hard questions and maybe can ask them some questions than you and I can ask, because, hey, they're family. And so they're going to get away with it if unconditional love is truly a possibility. 1 Million Cups, Wednesday, September 20th. It's Living Legends Day. Join us online at inform.com or in person in Fargo, Grand Forks, or Mandan Bismarck.
To listen to the full-length interview with Greg Tavine from the 1 Million Cups, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network and can be found on social media, facebook.com/thecrudelife. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Nick Horub, founder of Harvest Profit.
Okay, Nick Horub, Harvest Profit. Where are you based out of?
Based out of Fargo, North Dakota.
And what's your background? Harvest Profit, first of all, company, like a 30-second elevator pitch, if you will, the summary, and then what's your background?
Sure. We build a farm management software product that really focuses on the business side of the farm with the goal of allowing farmers to make more objective, numbers-based, profitable decisions over time. I grew up in Western North Dakota, worked for a private equity firm in Minneapolis for my first few years out of college. And then when commodity prices boomed in 2008, started talking to friends and family on the farm and just realized they love to farm. They love to grow crops. But the business side of the farm was oftentimes an afterthought. And so started out doing consulting for farmers, and that has transitioned and branched off into also offering a software product that complements the consulting work that I've done.
Where are you at? Where are you from in Western North Dakota?
Born in Williston, North Dakota.
That's. Have you been back there lately? I also do an oil and gas program. So do you got any stories of the oil and gas world? You're primarily ag, I understand that. But given your Williston roots...
There's a lot of, you know, a lot of stories, a lot of growth. There's been some ups and downs out there. But anytime you grow a population like that, that's just the nature of the beast. Just have seen some really wild opportunities, and it's been pretty amazing what people I know have been able to build out there on the back of the domestic oil revolution.
And the reason I bring that up, I'm going somewhere with this, is that the oil industry has really taken off out in Western North Dakota. You don't live there now. It sounds like you've been in college, and then so you live in Fargo. How long have you been away from the Bakken, Western North Dakota?
So I left the Bakken, and I left Williston in 2003, so right at its infancy of when it was getting started in Montana. Growing up, all of my friends' parents who lived through the early 80s oil boom steered us away from the oil field, but this hydraulic fracturing led revolution out there has led to a lot of amazing opportunities that if I was a couple years younger, would have probably chosen a completely different path and jumped on that bandwagon.
Well, I think you did. And the reason I bring that up is that oil is going through big data right now. And farming is going through big data right now to where it's really taking over the industry to the tune to where CEOs have told me an oil paradigm shift, rewriting our business model because of the innovations of technology. Now, yeah, it's hydraulic fracturing, and yeah, it's tractors that drive by themselves, but it's more the software that is really the innovation side. Talk to me about what your product is doing to the agriculture world.
So actually, we're taking a slightly different approach. We are taking a big data approach and bringing it to the farm, what I call small data. So we're allowing farmers to track their profitability on a field by field level, on a crop year basis, and allow them to make those small data decisions on their farm, and just bring a modern, intuitive user interface, and easy to use software along with that.
A basic question, who's your customer?
So our customer, we have about 160 farms using our software across 29 states and provinces. Average is, from 20 years old to 40 years old. So essentially, a farmer who's taken over his family's farm from an older generation, probably, let's say, in the last 10 years, and realizing that there's a lot of big dollar decisions that need to be made on their farm, and they need an easy tool to help them track the impact of those decisions over time.
in theory now, I've been tracking the UAS industry since 2007 in farming specifically. Israel's miles ahead of us, for example. And Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, and I, we've been kind of joking for about 10 years now that one day we'll get to the tune to where a drone will fly over a row of sunflowers or potatoes or whatever, and it'll identify one single pathogen, one single disease, and it will send some sort of signal to a little four-wheeler, say that's robotic too, and it'll, you know, perfume mist it out there, saving hundreds of thousands of dollars on pesticides, identifying exactly. Now that's theory, okay? Where are we at?
So as we sit here in September 2017, John Deere actually bought a company out of California called Blue River Technology. Blue River is built up a portfolio of intellectual property involved with see and spray, so seeing weeds and spraying them instead of doing blanket applications of pesticides or herbicides, selectively spraying weeds in a field, which could revolutionize and minimize the amount of chemicals that are used on the farm. Really game-changing technology that you know, is very applicable to farming today if they can make it work in an actual farm with actual crops. You know, spraying weeds and corn when it's 6 inches tall is much different than spraying weeds and corn when it's 4 feet tall. So we need to adapt the technology to real-world farming practices, and that's one downfall I've seen in the UAS industry is if a farmer farms 5,000 acres and his drone can fly 200 on one battery charge, it just it is highly unlikely that he's going to adopt that technology because he has other important tasks that come before it. But the Blue River acquisition, along with more bigger drones and regional-based imagery, I think is very exciting going forward and helping farmers and giving them more tools to make on-the-fly decisions.
So you have a full-time job. This company, Harvest Profits, is essentially a side job that you turned into a quasi, hope to be soon, a full-time job. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah. Where the business is at today, you know, it can support me as a full-time job. I have a lot of loyalty to the consulting clients who I've worked with the last 7 or 8 years. And so I'm essentially working, still doing the consulting and working on the software. It's maybe not a scalable approach over time, but we found good traction in our software, and we've only been at it for a year. And frankly, for most of that time, it was just me. So we're going to be faced with some interesting decisions here going forward on how do we continue to grow the software side of the business while still servicing our consulting clients. So there's no easy answer to that, but it's a fun challenge to be presented with.
Interesting story you had about whether this was your intent about prioritizing time. You mentioned about the content part of things, the blog posts, and the importance of content, which I love because I produce content, so I love that. But you brought up the mentioning of it is a lot of work, or a question in the audience. It is a lot of work to produce content and distribute it and manage it. And I liked your story about how you just kind of like, I enjoy it, and I do it at this time. So maybe that is an example, but how do you budget and prioritize your time? Because you're balancing two full-time jobs here.
Yeah.
Three.
Yep. So really, it is, to be completely honest and transparent, it is kind of like drinking from a fire hose a lot of times, but I have goals in mind where I want to send out a couple emails a week to my email list, and I really just prioritize getting valuable content in front of them, and then at the same time, you know, at least a few times a month generating a blog post. So those are just two overriding priorities that I think about at all times, and just not jot down ideas I have and go block and tackle them when I find gaps in my schedule.
To listen to the full-length interview with Nick Horeb, founder of Harvest Profit, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism is part of the Crude Life Media Network, and we're asking you to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Trying to figure out what side I'm on.
Jam is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Circle, circle. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Jay Schuler, Director for the North Dakota Department of Commerce.
Back to our hearts and stay true.
How about when it comes to ag? You've got a background in ag, and the integration of the UAS industry. I've been following it since probably about 2006. I remember I used to kind of joke, a guy on your Board of Economic Development there, or Commerce, I mean, Tommy Kenville, I used to have him on KFGO when I was doing a show there. When he would come back from Israel, we'd talk about how they got honey or drones the size of honeybees. This was back in like 2007. And then North Dakota Commissioner, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and I often talk about the in a perfect world, the ideal world where one of these drones would fly over a row of sunflower seeds, sunflower plants, and if it ever spotted, you know, a disease on one singular leaf, it would alert some four-wheeler that can perfume mist some sort of pesticide or something right on there to, you know, do the one singular plant, of course, saving the farmer thousands of dollars in sprays and it's precision agriculture. You know what I mean? And so, you know, where are we at with precision agriculture in terms of your role from the North Dakota Department of Commerce? We're not quite there with the, you know, the example I gave with drones and four wheeler drobots and spray mist yet, but we're darn close. We're darn close. But what do you see the future of precision agriculture in North Dakota?
You know, I kind of think if you can imagine it, it probably will happen. There's, you know, so many, you know, breakthroughs that are coming on a daily basis. You know, you talk about drones. The Wall Street Journal had called North Dakota the Silicon Valley of drones. And, you know, a lot of that goes back to, you know, back in Governor Hovind, Senator Hovind's days when he, you know, was really promoting the drones, and then with the, you know, closure or potential closure of the Air Force Base. Some of the things that were done up at Grand Sky to bring in Northrop Grumman and you know, others into that space is just phenomenal. What's happened, and you know, the drones flying out of Mayville, and now the thing is, there's so much data as you relate to precision agriculture. There's so much data that the software is critical, so that we can develop the software, so we can get really what's needed by farmers and, you know, the agricultural suppliers, so they know what's going on. But it's kind of what. Whatever you can imagine, I think that you'll see happen. It's phenomenal.
Taking a look at your, I call it the Board of Economic Development, but I'm looking at your website and it says members. So I'll let you correct the term and correct the name of the members in just a moment. But I'm looking at some of them, and it looks like you have a pretty diverse group of not only industry, but also geography. Was that pretty important to you to make sure that, you know, because the East and West are completely different in terms of economic development, in terms of geography, topography, and even, you know, just the whole Badlands and the valley type of a thing. So talk to me about this Board of Economic Development a little bit, I see, which is called Members on your website, Foundation Members, but your kind of vision of this particular thing.
Our foundation board, you know, I inherited the board, but the previous commissioner, Al Anderson, you know, left some spots vacant so that they could be filled with people that, you know, I felt would kind of fit what I needed, which I greatly appreciate. We still have a few openings, and we want to fill those with energy people in western North Dakota. But these people advise. I mean, the governor... You know, I work for the governor. The governor is my boss. And I look at what his goals and objectives are, and then also the foundation board looks at that. And at one of our first meetings, we had the governor address us. And, you know, so we're kind of all in sync on to what we want to accomplish. And some of the people, I was nominated, and they had to be approved by the governor. But Perry Miller, a native of Wahpeton, where I'm from, we didn't have representation there. Tommy Kenville, who you mentioned earlier, Tommy Kenville could be called one of the godfathers of Grand Sky, and he's, you know, very well known in the aviation and the drone business, as well as other areas. Gene Veter from out at Watford City, fantastic guy that looks forward to, you know, how things should be or will be, and, you know, he helped with a number of others. Our lieutenant governor being one, but, you know, drafted how Watford City was going to look, and Watford City, as many of you know, is just a phenomenal success. He's a county commissioner. He was the executive director of McKenzie County Job Development and Authority and Tourism Bureau, so Gene's kind of the go-to guy out there. And Barry Batchelor from Fargo. Barry's absolutely one of the best entrepreneurs in North Dakota, and so I feel so lucky to have him on our board. You know, he was the driver, the starter of Phoenix, which you talk about smart agriculture, that's Phoenix, and it got sold to John Deere, and now he, you know, he's got a Pario Systems, which has to do with a number of different areas in agriculture, but also in aviation. Every Airbus that flies in the world has an Apario system in it, which is made in Fargo, North Dakota, which is phenomenal. So we've got a great board, and, you know, we added them to some very successful and influential people around the state. So yeah, it's a good sounding board, and you know, you come out with ideas and thoughts, and it's obviously you want to have somebody that kind of drills down and says, well, why this should work or shouldn't work, or they come up with ideas that, you know, that they develop, and we can all, you know, look at those, plugging those ideas into, you know, economic development.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jay Shuler, director for the North Dakota Department of Commerce, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And turn it all around. We got lost in the smoke and dream. We can feel each other.
our hearts. Instead, true, back to the ways of John and Jude.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Because I'm back to the way.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
All the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs in living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Anthony McDaniels with Heal Systems.
Excellent. First off, describe what Heal Systems is and how you are involved in oil and gas.
Yeah, no, great. So I have a background with operating companies, 10-year petroleum engineer, production operations focus, artificial lift design. A couple years ago, downturn came, kind of shifted gears, was kind of consulting a little bit, and I found these guys out of Canada, and they had their own operating company, and they had to develop their own solution to the erratic slugging flow of a horizontal well. We keep trying to apply these vertical technologies, 20th century technologies, to 21st century wells. It doesn't apply too well. We keep trying to treat symptoms instead of the root cause. So it was really a development by and for an operator called the HEAL system. And what it's meant to do is take the energy from Mother Nature and direct it with nice flow modeling around the corner, shooting it around, delivering a conditioned flow with a low pressure gradient to the lift system that's in the vertical where it's meant to be. And so it was pretty interesting to run across HEAL systems. Recently, HEAL systems went into a joint venture with Schlumberger as of a couple months ago. Still independently operate in North America, and Schlumberger helps a lot with the international stuff. But basically, we've just seen an explosion of these installs. So, I mean, I personally support anywhere from anything that gets called out of Denver. So whether it's Permian or Eagle Ford, and they're calling it out of Denver, Scoop Stack, Bakken, DJ, Powder River, it's really neat to see these systems go on the ground and see a well stabilize and become more efficient. And that's really the thing, is people are having issues pumping their wells. We were masking over with new drilling for so many years. Now we're trying to relearn production engineering. And as it turns out, not only are we trying to relearn production engineering, but we didn't have a lot of the technologies to deal with the new wells. We just drilled a bunch of them, and now we have to deal how to pump them. And that's what the HEAL system was meant to do. So while it's been a relatively new technology, as it had to come on the heels of horizontal wells and then people needing to know that they have to pump efficiently, not just drill more wells, it's starting to get a lot of recognition and definitely starting to get a lot of installs all over North America. It really grew up in Canada, but now we're pretty much in every major shale basin.
You're in most of the shale basins. It would probably be easier to name the ones you're not in, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the only ones really not in yet, and it's just a matter of time, is the Marcellus and the Barnett. We recently introduced the ability to run this in conjunction with a plunger lift system.
Okay.
And so that allows you to get into those gassier plays. I mean, really, that's the thing, is just making it more efficient wherever it is.
So one of the things we try to do here at the Oilfield Report is we try to take that high-level information and disseminate it down to the low-level employees, if you will. But we're finding out, too, that the low-level employees have some vital information that needs to get to the top-level guys.
Yeah.
And that's where somebody like you can come in. You can kind of bridge that gap. Are you seeing that there's almost like a cliff that's coming to oil and gas when it comes with innovation, experience, and just flat-out savviness about oil and gas?
Yeah.
How's tomorrow looking with the new innovation coming in? You guys are trying to teach people on it. How are the companies responding to these new technologies, these disruptors, and the flat-out paradigm shift that's happening in oil and gas? What are you experiencing?
You know, at first, there's a cautious interest, I would say, I'd almost describe it, and a slight level of skepticism. And, you know, well, has this been around 20 years? Well, no, it hasn't. It couldn't have been around 20 years, really. You know, people are used to using what they're used to using.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get in because you identify, you can talk to somebody. I can talk to somebody who has got a DJ well, a Bakken well, Permian. They're all a little different, but they all have a lot of the similar issues. Mm-hmm. And once you tell somebody, hey, you know, I notice your well is erratic. I notice that you have issues with keeping the well stable. I notice you have issues with sand production. And this, a lot of these issues resonate with them. So they listen. And they're like, all right, well, tell me what you got to tell me. And there's a little back and forth, but after some time of it sinking in and seeing some installs going in, references that they can call, say, wow, you know, this stuff's starting to work for some of our neighbors, that really starts to pick up the interest. And what happens is there's kind of like this growth that's starting to happen with not just HEAL systems, but a lot of new technologies, whether it be apps on a smartphone for oil and gas or drones. Or
to listen to the full-length interview with Anthony McDaniels with HEAL systems, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The
Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
I'm glad I don't live too far away. With the moonlight shining on my walk home, I'm breathing in cold, exhaling smoke. So quiet, I can hear it all. And I'm walking out.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
People that I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. Oh, my car starts when I go.
Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quicker. Jack, who not jump over the candlestick? Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Hot stuff will sell, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.